the movie will be starring
I begin in the name of Allah, the Most High, the Most Merciful. By that time, rarely man is in a lot. Except us to believe and to believe and encourage each other to work and trust and encourage each other to be patient.
Our next reciter will be Brother Musa Raza.
أعوذ بالله من it's under rejected one. So let them worship the Lord of this house. Who keeps them against hunger and gives them security against fear. So come all while you love
me. Whoever wins, wins. It's okay. Whoever is going to not win, they're also winners. When you recite Quran, there is no losers. When you recite Quran, there is no losers. There's only winners. If you forgot or you're not able to recite it properly, you're still a winner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a very good reward. And that reward would be upon the efforts that you put in. Okay? So inshallah, Allah will give you more ability to read it properly and to understand it properly. One thing I would tell you that Quran, when you read it, the respect of Quran is such that the reciter and the listeners, they only have to understand that what they're doing is ibadah, it's worship. When the Quran is being recited, everyone is supposed to be quiet and they're supposed to listen to Quran. And the person who's reciting it would also recite Quran with respect. Like for example, if you were to ask to recite a poem, right? You're not going to recite the poem with the same respect when you are going to recite Quran. So in the voice of the reciter, that respect should be shown. And the listener should also sit down in a manner that is fitting for the listening of Quran. So when Quran is being recited, a person should sit down like a humble slave. A person should not sit and listen to Quran like an arrogant person. So the best humble position to sit in is on, you know how you sit down in namaz on your when you're reciting the Shahadatain or when you are going before sister. You know how you guys sit down? Yes? Those are new. Let's see if you can sit down like that for me. Everybody? How do you sit down? Yeah, exactly. So that particular way of sitting down is the most humble way that a person can sit down. And the personality of Quran is that in front of Quran we have to be humble. Right? So the reciter should show that in their body language. And also the way that they're listening to it. Okay? If Quran is being recited and someone is talking, The disrespect is not to the reciter. The disrespect is to Quran. For example, if I was to do the majlis, and in between the majlis, someone is talking, people will tell me, don't talk, right? Because Maulana is speaking, it's disrespectful, but if you are talking. But in reality, when the Quran is being recited, you have to be more in respect than when the Maulana is speaking. So even if you don't understand Quran, it's the best thing is to listen to it quietly and to give that respect. But the other thing is, when you are, you know, you're learning how to read it, you should also try to understand and put it in action. Quran tells you not to lie. So in order for you to live your life by Quran, you have to put those things in your action. If you lie and you recite Quran, on the Day of Judgment, Quran is going to complain to you. Quran is going to say that you recited me, you memorized me, but you did not follow what I told you to do. So for everybody who has recited any amount of Quran, he is going to complain if we do not follow what the Quran is saying. Okay? So just remember that on the Day of Judgment you have to meet Quran. Today you recite Quran, but on the Day of Judgment you have to meet Quran. And when you meet Quran, if you haven't followed the principles of Quran, Quran will complain. And you don't want Quran to complain, right? You?
No.
No. So the best thing to do is try to learn what Quran is saying and put those sayings in your actions. I'm supposed to be talking to you while the judges are computing your scores to find out who has won. But you guys remember what I told you? Everyone is a winner, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, and He loves you more than your parents, and He cares for you more than your parents. And if you put Quran in your life, then Quran also loves you, and He loves you more than your parents. Okay? So the thing about love is that if someone loves you, you have to
love them
back. So to love Quran back is not just to kiss it and put it on your forehead. To love Quran is to put what Quran is saying in your actions. Okay? So does anybody know anything else that Quran says to do or not to do? Quran tells you what? Respect your parents, Quran tells you that, yes?
Yes.
What else? To have good akhlaq, yes? Quran tells you that. What else?
Stay away from sins.
Stay away from sins, Quran tells you that. What else?
Respect your elders.
Respect your elders, yeah? What else? Yes. Not to act like animals, yeah? Quran tells you that. What else? Don't backfire? Yeah? What else?
Do good deeds?
Huh? I didn't hear, sorry, my ears are blocked as well.
Hassan.
Don't steal? Yeah?
Do good deeds?
Yeah?
Good deeds.
What else?
Stay away from sin.
Stay away from sin. One sentence I'm looking for.
No, it's different.
Yes?
Do good deeds.
What?
Give money
to the poor people, yes? Don't tell a tale. Pray.
Namaz.
Yeah. Quran also tells you to pray namaz. You know all of these things that the Quran tells you? Does anyone know who has actually said those things?
Perfect. Yes.
Those are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever Quran says, those are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His speech. It is as if He is talking to you. Okay? Quran is, are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is as if when you read it and he's talking to you. You are the person that he's talking to. Whoever is reciting the Quran, that is the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to. Okay? No other person in the world other than prophets had the opportunity to have God speak to them. It is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that he gave him the Quran for everybody who comes after him, that if someone wishes to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can just open the Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to them. Okay? So keep that in mind. The judges are still computing. Level one. So in level one, Hadi
is first.
He's first.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
He got 96 out of 120.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The second is Hussein.
Allahumma salli ala.
He got 84 out of 120. And the third prize is for Ilsa. She got 83 out of 120. Level 2, the first prize is for Kulsoom. And she got 139 out of 160. The second prize is for Abbas. Their close proximity to me has nothing to do with their marks. And he got 138 out of 160. And the third prize is for Shafa. She got 136 out of 160. Now for level 3. Should I create a bit of suspense? Okay, so the first prize is Aid. And the marks are 145 out of 160. Second prize goes to Mujahid. And his marks are 140.75 out of
100.
And the third prize goes to Zuhair. And his marks were 140 out of 160. If I was judging, I would both give you second prize. There would be no third prize.
No, we will see.
Hussein is from level 2, but he's
wanted to attempt level
3. Oh,
mashallah. No, so I think we should give second.
Yes, both of them are tied and they will get the second.
That's 140, 175, 140.
Yeah.
Giving out the consolation prizes, and as Maulana mentioned, that everybody is a winner, so everybody will receive something. No need to worry. Okay, so the first person, can Elsa please come up?
Elsa?
She went.
Yes. Okay, the next person is from level 1, Fatima. The next person to come up is Hassan. Next person is Hassan. Next, can Khadija come up? Next person is Mehek. And the last person from level 1 is Muhammad. Next is level 2. Can Abbas please come up from level 2? The next person from level 2 is Kulsum. The next person is Mazhar. The next person is Mawsim. The next person is Shifa. The next person is Zainab. And the last person from level 2 is Zara. Okay, now we will start level 3. For level 3, the first person is Arish. The next person from level 3 is Hassan. The next person from level 3 is The next person from level 3 is Darif. The The next person from level 3 is Musa. The next person from level 3 is Naki. The next person from level 3 is Ramsha. The next person from level 3 is Vajahat. And the last person from level 3 is Zohair. Is there anyone coming to receive?
Ramsha
is coming.
Ramsha, give her a Ramsha.
So here we have a very loud Baba Devanand Sarwal family. It's Hadi.
Hadi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
And the next place, level 1, second prize is Hussain. Third place,
number 1 is Ilsa.
I think she's gone. She went. Now let's move on to level 2. Level 2, first place is Kulsum.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Level 2, second place is Abbas.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And level 2, third place is Shifa.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And now our last group, level 3, first place is Arij.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Level 3, second place, Vajahat. Okay, the second place person in level 3 is Zohair.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So I have one more prize to announce. This is nothing to do with the Quran competition, but we would like to take the opportunity to honor that person. As you know, just 4 months, volunteers have been working very hard, and they have been catering to the people, and they were fasting as well. And most of them were grown up, alhamdulillah, and it's a team work basically, which has done this job. So it's team, a very good job. So let us recite a loud salawat for the complete team.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
But one young person who would like to honor him, because he was also fasting, but he would cater to the sisters before opening his fast. and this was Brother Wajab.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala.